Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth again on WJCB Radio. Now, before I get going, Karen and I would like to wish everyone listening today a very Merry Jesus' birthday, even though we kind of know that Jesus was not born on the 25th of December, but he was born to the glory of God, and we too rejoice, for without Jesus' birth, he would not have died, and without his death, we would have no life within us. Amen? Now, last week, I said that we begin to look at the core of our earthly nature. My friend, the core of our earthly nature is our ownership, our self-ownership. Let me say that again. The core of our earthly nature is our self-ownership. Now, not too many denominations and churches speak of this because they think of the earthly realm as anything material or as something that is unspiritual, but not so, my friend. Or maybe they think of it as something evil, but the earthly nature in us, it is the core, the nature of self-possession. I possess myself for myself. I am the captain of my own ship. I am, in effect, my own little g here, my own God. Now, note, the earthly nature is self-ownership. My friend, you must see this to be saved. Let me say that again. The earthly nature is self-ownership, and you must see that or see this to be saved. Just believing in something you know little about is never going to do it. We must understand what is really, really going on. Walking the aisle every Sunday and repeating words after someone will never work. You know, I heard a pastor of a well-known TV network, SBN, say, we must pray the sinner's prayer. Well, the sinner's prayer is not in the Bible anywhere, my friend, because sinners do not know how to pray. What a lie. Make no mistake, my friend, most sinners know how to pray and have prayed many times, but what they lack to be birthed from above or to be saved is the understanding of what it really takes to move the prayers, from words to a sincere petition from their heart. Now, we have already talked about the earthly being the ground of Satan. Thus, to the degree we continue in self-ownership, we're going to be influenced by Satan. We will be on earthly ground, on Satan's ground. And this is why John tells us in John 2:15, love not this world, nor the things in it. Things like technology and movies and TVs that is not honoring to Christ. And you know that. Distractions, all of the distractions out there, sports programs and work and cooking shows and nature shows and all of that trash over there, politics involvement to the extreme, caring more for animals, all those poor SPCA animal commercials, caring for animals more than they do for people. Because if we do, then John tells us that the love of the Father is not in us. We are not saved. We cannot be saved. Our heart and desires are toward the world and all of the trappings and distractions and not towards God. Now, open up your spirit here, my friend, and pay attention. Satan cannot enter the ground of the new creature in Christ Jesus. Let me say that again. Satan cannot enter the ground of the new creature in Christ Jesus. Never let someone tell you that he can. It is a lie, and they are liars like their father, the devil. But now, if a Christian begins to operate from self on earthly ground, then they are living on Satan's ground, eating from the corrupt tree and not from the good tree, which is Jesus Christ. Then and only then they move in self and entangle themselves in the earthly nature. In Galatians 5:1, this is what Paul was telling that small home group church. Stand fast, or do not go back. Therefore, in the liberty, in the liberty wherein Christ has made us free and not entangled with the yoke of bondage. You know, my friend, either we're yoked with Christ or we're yoked with the devil. It's our choice. It's our choice, and as plain as that. We are set free and at liberty to serve God. Amen. We must never go back. No, never. Forward in Christ ever. Now, always note that all it takes to live upon the ground of the earthly, upon the ground of Satan, is not to live from out of Jesus Christ. The earthly is, if you will, the default position. Why, sure it is. Adam became an earthly man when he no longer had the Spirit of God in him after he sinned. So it is that if we are not governed by Christ, then we will be governed by the earthly. Let me say that again. If we are not governed by Christ, then we will be governed by the earthly. We'll be governed by Satan. And that means that Satan will have influence in our lives. Now, I'm not talking about Satan influencing us through some type of possession, as most Christians kind of think about. Oh no, no green pea soup here, my friend. But a blindness and an ignorance is a sufficiency all it takes. Indeed, there is a religious spirit of self-righteousness that is fully the product of being on the earthly ground of Satan. I have seen it. I have felt it. I have been it. And I, like Paul, I know it. To the degree that we own our own selves, Satan will use our own earthly nature against us. Let me say that again. To the degree that we own ourselves, Satan will use our own earthly nature against us. He will use our own biases, our emotions, our words, our temperament, and fears, and so much more to frame us for a false perspective that governs us from the truth. You know, it has been said that the only power that Satan has is his deception. Now, that is true to a certain degree, but do not think of this as mere doctrinal deception. Oh, no. Oh, no. If I see myself as Lord of my own life, I might actually believe the right doctrines, but I will be deceived because my entire view of God will be filtered through my self-possession. Or, to put it another way, instead of seeing myself through the truth of Christ, I will see Christ through the bias of my natural and earthly self. This is the distinction between the spiritual mind and the carnal mind. Did you get that, my friend? Boy, I really hope so. The solution here is clearly stated all throughout Scripture. To be set free from the earthly nature, you know, which is controlled by Satan, we have to lose it into the hands of God. We have to lose our life in order to find our life. Let me say that again. We have to lose our life to find our life in Christ as our life. If this is not what you believe, then as hard as this may sound, my friend, you're probably not saved. Wow. And why? Because your natural life, the life you possess for yourself, is what constitutes the ground of Satan. So we have to lose our life if we want to be set free from the influences of Satan that governs that life. That's right. Only then can we truly be free. Now listen closely. To the extent we operate from our earthly life, even religiously, we are operating upon the ground of Satan. And we are operating outside of the life of Christ. Boy, this is so critical. I need to say this again. To the extent we operate from our earthly nature, even religiously, we are operating upon the ground of Satan. We are operating outside of the life of Christ. Thus, our earthly nature, which is pure sin, and the little g, little god of the earthly behind it, will govern us. Will govern us. Amen? Wow. More next week on the good tree, which is Jesus Christ. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory. I know this is deep, but this is the truth. You must come to grasp the truth of this message. This is the message of the New Testament. This is what you find in the Bible. It's the only message. It's the same message that Paul and Jesus taught. And if you don't get it, then my friend, sad and hard as it may sound, you're probably not saved. I love you. God bless. Tune in next week and hear more about the good tree, Jesus Christ. Amen.